Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. A Millicent mother is claiming her 7-year-old son is being removed from his classroom and isolated as punishment for his problematic behaviour. Helen Brooks says her son, who has ADHD, was ordered to spend the last 4 weeks of the last term away from the other students during both lessons and break times. A spokesperson from the Education Department has told the Advertiser the school is working to ensure the safety for the entire classroom. School is set to return this week for Term 2. Miss Brooks has decided to keep her son home for the next few weeks. Meantime, with school zones back in force across the Limestone Coast, we're being reminded to watch our speed, particularly around crossings. The RAA's Mount Virtudine says there are a few different types of crossings to be found around schools.
The main two crossings used at schools are the Emu and the Koala crossings, and both of these have a 25 kilometre an hour speed limit, and you must give way to pedestrians and cyclists on the crossing or about to cross the road there.
Narracourt Lucindale Council has given the new master plan the tick of approval. Members voted in favour of the plan at last week's council meeting. The revised master plan for Lucindale details the need for more housing, plus upgrades to the main street and Jubilee Park. And Adelaide's Mad March is being credited with giving the South Australian economy some added confidence. The South Australian Business Chamber's survey found small business owners were more optimistic for the quarter off the back of the festival season and the excitement of Gather Round. But energy, rent and wage costs are continuing to challenge operators. A big win for the Centrals in the Limestone Coast Football Association's Premier League, the side downing Narracourt 7-0. The women were also victorious, going 2-1 up over Narracourt. They're now fourth on the ladder.